Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry it from our cold, dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesdays with Attorney Attorney Penny Dean continues here on the Folks. What happened there on the Pulse? Oh my gosh! You know, starts, you know, just right on downhill.
That's okay. That's okay. It's a chocolate attack. You probably haven't had chocolate for today.
I'm just trying to get it all in the next 2 minutes here. So you know, we got to wrap up our thoughts here on this Jonathan Irish story, Penny.
I think the issue and the I guess the hopefully the lesson that people are going to take from this is that DCYF, in my opinion, has a noble purpose, but the practical aspects of how they work is not noble. And so I always tell people, you have no obligation whatsoever to talk to these people when they come to your house, so don't talk to them, don't let them in. And the bottom line is, where are they getting their information? And I have seen DCYF twist and bend beyond recognition information they were given from friends or family. So here's what I tell people. If you ever hear the words DCYF, the first thing you want to do is don't talk to them and get a lawyer. Because initially, they appear just as your friends. We're just concerned about the well-being of the children, and we just want to ask you a few questions. Well, here's what I tell people. They're probably the most expensive questions they will ever answer. And the most grief that they will ever see from an agency. Because here's what we have to think about from the point of constitutional rights and civil rights. What situation justifies a government agency to come in and take a newborn baby from their parents? And we as citizens need to think about that. Are we happy, and do we want judges, and do we want a court that does that?
All right. Well, Penny, with that, we got to run. Again, your contact information for people to get in touch with you
is 230-9999.
And Penny at pennydean.com. People can email you as well.
That's exactly right.
All right, let's do it again next Tuesday.
We shall.